show.
That was the, hold on, Fuck. That was the Dubuque Community Band from July 4th, 2016 at the Dubuque Community Country Club. Oh, yeah. Here you go. You good?
Dubuque, Iowa?
Yeah.
You recorded that?
Yeah.
Oh.
On my phone.
I see.
I thought it might be kind of inspirational.
High quality recording there.
Yeah. So now we're switched around. I'm in the captain's chair. It's 3 minutes after six at WFMU here in Jersey City. I thought it was kind of chilly. It said 50 today, and I didn't dress properly. Coming to work, it was cold.
I think it went back down to low 40s or something. Yeah. It was only going to be in the 50s, like, briefly, I think,
Windy.
This afternoon.
January, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's got to be cold.
I know. It's weird. It's actually very warm.
It's supposed to be cold. It's winter.
You have the menorah top over there?
This is a dreidel.
A dreidel?
Yes, a dreidel.
See what it comes up. That thing takes forever to dreidel out.
Well, we can help it along here. How's that? Rock. So let's, says Rock.
Let's talk Rock.
Barack.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's leaving.
He is.
Office. And I wondered, I mean, we've had a little while to think about it now since the election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't even know. I mean, how much did you like Obama?
I mean, hold on. How's that? Oh, I'm only getting one channel. That's so weird.
I told you, yeah. There's
on
only
all of these.
On one ear over there. So we hope to.
To answer your question, I, you know, like a lot of people, I thought that going in, he was there was a lot of promise and hope, you know. But in the end, you know, there were a lot of problems, you know, that he couldn't really overcome. You know, part of it had to do with the fact that he was struggling against a house that was divided. You know, didn't want to really support him, didn't support him at all.
Yeah.
And the only thing he could get done was, is if he, you know, when he did things by executive order, you know, that was the only way he could get things done, which is kind of a shame, you know. But definitely a class act, you know, definitely a really intelligent guy, no matter
kinda
what
like
you
think. Kind of like you, really, you're similar in a way.
No, I'm similar,
funny,
yeah.
Tall, thin, suave, intelligent.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that what you think of me?
Yeah.
Well, that's very nice to know. But I, don't, know, I wouldn't. I would never compare myself to Obama. He's way smarter than I'll ever hope to be. You know, he's a really smart guy.
You know, we're kind of honored here today, Fob. This
How's
show
that?
Is going to be part of a UNESCO World Radio Day.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
So the Dusty Show will be submitted to UNESCO, and then
this particular show.
Yeah.
Really.
That we're doing. The pressure's on, man.
Oh,
this
no.
has to be.
Well, now that means I have to be really, like, on the ball
respectful
here.
Respectful and no
yeah,
gum
like, I can't, I can't act
swearing.
Like a total clown.
Hey, we have calls. Is anybody there? Dusty Show.
Hello?
Let's try this one. Dusty Show, anybody there?
Hello?
You're
201-209-9368 is the number to call if you want to be on the air with Clay Pigeon.
Barry, don't go, says Geezerette.
No?
I'm just reading these. Yeah.
This is what's going to go to
to the United Nations. This could be a long hour, Pop. And I think, Dusty Show, anybody there?
Hi, Clay. Hi, Fabio.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up, David? Obama's leaving. What's your word on it?
Obama? Oh, in the beginning, I saw two newsreels. One was an older woman was just had a baby. One was a teenage mother with two twins.
Right.
She says, no matter who wins, we have to support our president. Now, she was giving more slack than I would. And then I saw the Daily News cheering at the ABC, you know, the revolution will be televised. A great communicator. But I don't know, I didn't mature out here. This is why I used to sing when he first entered the office and he said, I am humble.
Right.
And he was. And the guy who gave it up to him was humbling too. So I said, like I used to go like this. Obama, Obama, Obama like no other. That's not it. Peace and love. See you later, Dusty. Take it on from here.
All right, David. I like your song.
I love you, bud.
I love you, man. David, Obama, Obama. Let's see if we got another one, Fob. Dusty Show, anybody there?
You betcha, Clay and Fob. Blondie from Nutley.
What's up, Blondie?
Nutley,
hey,
New Jersey.
Fob, I want to say thanks a lot for those words about Obama. People don't realize what a real good president he was, and you're right, he couldn't get things done because of the House and the Senate, and it's a shame because he did things that no president has ever done in this country.
Yeah, I mean, it's
healthcare and restoring relations with Cuba, like it or not. He's done things that presidents have not ever been able to do, and I respected him. He was a good man, a good president, and I hope it doesn't take 20 years, 30 years after he's gone for the country to realize that.
Yeah, I have to agree there. The thing is, you know, it's look, the president of the United States is a tough job, no matter who's in there,
correct.
You know, and. It's really unfortunate when, you know, you have to battle against the House and or the Senate, you know, to try and get anything done. But unfortunately, that's the way our system of government is set up, you know. So, yeah, he's a really smart guy, you know, and he did the best he could under the circumstances.
Very true. And I don't know what your feelings are. I know what your feelings are. Trump, Clay, I don't know. I'm going to back him because he's our president, and I've never seen the animosity towards the president's inauguration ever in the history, yet...
Yeah, but there's a good reason for
freedom,
it. Come on.
Yeah, we just don't really have free of speech because, true free speech, because when we say it, we're lambasted and we're drummed out of jobs because of it.
Can I just say something? Can I just say something, though? When Obama was elected, the right... really gave it to him hard. Obama took all kinds of abuse, and Michelle Obama. I mean, the guy really took a beating, and he came out of it with class. You know, he didn't tweet like a little spoiled teenager. You know, and trying to fight back. You know, and being really classless. That's all I want to say about that.
Very true, Fob, and. Clay and Fob, I'm willing to give Trump, I'm not a Trump voter, but I want to say I'm going to support him. Got to give the guy a chance, and I'm just sorry about this divisiveness that we have because of his inauguration.
A lot of people are going to say, did Obama get a chance, or did they go against him right out of the gate?
No, as Fob said, it literally was down party lines, and I don't understand why, if you're Democrat, you have to do everything always with the Democrats and Republicans. You have to do it for the good of the people. And it with Obama, it was just the Republicans said no because they were Republican, and same with the Democrats. And it's a shame because his presidency could have been, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to be crucified for the word, but it could have been another Camelot, you know, had he been given the support. He was a good president, and I just hope people will realize it. Present and not 20 years down the road.
Appreciate your thoughts, man. I really do, and I hope you'll call back again, all right?
You got it, guys. Take care. Have a good show, and good listening to you guys. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Same to you. There's another one here, Fob. See if they're still here. This record's scratchy, isn't it?
It's all right.
Dusty Show, who's there?
Hello?
Dusty Show, anybody there?
201-209-9368 is the number. 201-209-9368 if you want to call.
All right. Dusty Show, anybody there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who's this?
This is Derek from New Jersey.
What's up, Derek?
I just wanted to let you know that myths are, you know, like kind of like beasters. They're not quite headies.
Say it again.
Say what now?
They're not quite headies, like, you know, a heady nugget.
Who's not heady?
Myths.
What's it, a mid? Is that a marijuana a marijuana reference?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you baked right now?
Are you baked?
Am I baked? No. I just had a beer after work.
So, man, what about this Obama? What do you think? He's leaving. Are you happy? Sad? Do you feel anything at all?
I have to say I share that guy's sentiments in the sense that I don't like all the animosity. Like, I don't like Trump. You know, nobody does. I don't think, but. It just makes us look weak as a country when everyone hates him or whatever.
Yeah, be careful what words
please
you choose.
Don't swear,
you know?
Okay?
No swearing, okay?
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't like him, and I'm sad to see Obama go, but I'm gonna embrace it. You know, I think that everyone else is being a little teenage girl by going back on the Twitter and back on the social media, you know, and spreading even more, you know, hatred and more confusion, even where no one even knows what the issue is anymore.
I don't know, Fob. I don't know
what?
If I trust you. I don't know if I trust you, man.
Me?
No, the caller.
Oh, the caller.
Sometimes I think these people are Trump people veiled.
No. I promise you. I promise you I'm not a Trump person. No. I voted Clinton.
This reason is bumming me out. Too much reason.
Mm.
More resist.
I mean, resistance, an older friend of mine always compares this to what Nazi Germany must have been like in like the time when the Nazis.
A lot of people are saying
for
that
the liberals
there's
and
been,
the
yeah,
artists.
There's been many, many stories making that comparison in different ways. But yeah, that's a lot of people are saying the same thing. And I saw something.
I didn't live through it, so I don't want to take her word that, you know, a lot of people looked the other way and took my outlook where it's like, well, let's support this guy. He is our leader. And I don't want to be one of them, that's for sure. But I want to give him a fair chance first, I guess.
What's your message to our listeners today? A message of peace and love from your heart in these strange transitional times.
You know, Cheryl, spend all your time with your friends and family and do what makes you happy in life.
What's your sign, man?
My sign?
Yeah.
I'm a Sagittarius.
What do you weigh?
I weigh 150.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
Your waist size?
Like the average white male, you know, I'm a mannequin.
You're a good guy, man. Thanks for sharing your thoughts.
No problem. Sorry about the cussing.
That's okay. You didn't mean it. All right, buddy. People can help that. Obama cusses. He admits it.
Yeah, well, I understand. When I'm off the air, I cuss quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm glad you caught that. It rolled.
I heard it. I heard it clear,
in my rough
and
tumble world,
yeah.
I'm just, that's normal.
Normal,
that's
yeah.
What
no,
I
know. But I've learned to sort of compartmentalize when I'm here. Anytime something like that comes up, you got to, like, nip it. It's just unfortunate, but you got a call there.
Oh, okay. Dusty Show, anybody there? This is UNESCO World Radio Day episode of The Dusty Show. Very proud of it. Who's out there?
Hi, this is Alex in Brooklyn.
Alex in Brooklyn. We're at Fabio and I finally getting it together here. Just a little rough around the edges at the start.
Where in Brooklyn are you?
I'm in Kensington.
Kensington.
Mm-hmm.
Is that very proper, a part of Brooklyn, Fabio?
What
Kensington?
Do you mean proper?
Kensington proper.
No, it's just a small neighborhood in Brooklyn. Yeah.
What's its character? What's the flavor of Kensington?
It's very residential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very residential, yeah. Very quiet.
Anybody famous from there?
I don't know.
Michael Pollard?
Yeah, some guy in one of the popular bands is from out here.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, Sigur Rós, maybe.
Oh, Sigur Rós. They're from Iceland.
No, but I think one of the guys lives out here.
Someone really?
Like in that vein.
Man, I'd be knocking on his door with my autograph book. I would.
What are you, a teenage girl?
I'm a sycophant, man. What's your thing, Obama, man? Happy, sad, indifferent?
You know, I'll miss having an eloquent president that you could clearly understand
right.
What he was saying. That'll be sorely missed.
Are we too hard on Trump?
You know, I don't believe so. I mean, as reactionary as some people have been about the animosity towards Trump, your previous callers included, I don't know what kind of vitriol people had for Obama in the same way, but they had much less of a reason, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I can't understand any justification for hating a man before he takes term. With, you know, on just based on inexperience.
Well,
and this guy's spewing out vitriol left and right.
Well, this is why, you know, that this is the thing. Everything he has said up until this point has either he's contradicted himself or has said things that are really heinous.
Absolutely.
You know, and some things that are outright, you know, like racist. But one thing that came up today is that he's planning on having military parades.
That's
which is really strange thing to be like putting out there. Like, what's that about? I mean,
right.
Why?
That's
well,
very,
you know,
very
Rome
Russian.
Claudius,
it's like Mayday.
Right to Nero, you know?
It's like what?
Rome, ancient Rome. You go from Claudius, the imperial but Senate-loving emperor, and then bango, right into crazed clown fiddle playing pyromania.
Can you guys help me?
Yes.
We have product placement to do, Fob.
We do.
Can you guys chant with me just 5 or 6 times? UNESCO World Radio Day. UNESCO World Radio Day. UNESCO World Radio Day. UNESCO World Radio Day. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Jeez. Here's a song for Barack Obama.
No, I can't forget.
Thanks, caller.
This evening, your face as you were leaving. But I guess that's just the way the story goes.
Sing it, Fob. Everybody sing it.
You always smile, but in your eyes, your sorrow shows.
Ah.
Yes, it shows.
What's the next line, Fob? It's yours.
I can't
no,
live.
I can't no.
Talk it like Shatner.
The Shatner. I don't want to like mess up the song.
I do. No, I don't.
Let you go.
This is so. I love Harry Nilsson.
Sure.
Now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know.
Dusty Show, everybody.
I can't live.
You should do this. Song.
If living is without you,
they're complaining about the dreidel.
I can't live anymore.
This is where I have to drop out.
I can't live. If living is without you,
Christmas tree Fob.
I can't give anymore.
UNESCO World Radio Day tree.
Well, I can't forget this evening.
Voice is amazing.
Accidentally had you turned down.
Accidentally,
That's just the way.
Some of you should sing with me.
I can't sing,
it doesn't matter. It's from the heart.
You always smile, but in your eyes, your sorrow shows.
I wonder who's on drums. Is it Ringo or Jim Keltner?
Maybe, yeah.
It's great. One drums. Of those guys. Listen to this riff. I think it's Don Brewer. Sing it, people!
I can't give anymore.
Oh, man. I haven't been able to sing that since 72. Before my voice changed.
That's a high note.
It is. UNESCO World Radio Day here in Jersey City, WFMU.
He had a beautiful voice.
Oh, man.
Yeah, really beautiful.
Did we help?
Huh?
Did we help people understand the song better by just living through it, talking through it, being relaxed?
I don't know about that.
Oh, man, it's going to end.
Clay Pigeon is really getting off on this song now, ladies and gentlemen. He's taking off. All right.
Michelle Bachmann is here, though, I understand. And she is thinking about running for president, which is weird because I hear she was born in Canada. Yes, Michelle, this is how it starts. There's a vicious rumor floating around that I think could really hurt Mitt Romney. I heard he passed universal health care when he was governor of Massachusetts. Someone should get to the bottom of that. And I know just the guy to do it. Donald Trump is here tonight. No, seriously, just recently, in an episode of Celebrity Apprentice, at the steakhouse, the men's cooking team did not impress the judges from Omaha Steaks. And there was a lot of blame to go around, but you, Mr. Trump, recognized that the real problem was a lack of leadership. And so ultimately, you didn't blame Little John or Meatloaf. You fired Gary Busey. And these are the kind of decisions that would keep me up at night.
President Barack Obama, a good comedian too, wasn't he? Good timing.
And we had good writers, at least.
Yeah, that's probably really true, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I wonder who they were.
I don't know.
That dreidel's got to go, Fox.
All right, I
got to
put it over there.
Talk up, you were blaming.
I like playing the dreidel.
Are you bored a little?
No, it just it's like nervous energy. You know, you like to play with something.
WFMU Dusty Show, UNESCO World Radio Day. Dusty, who's there?
Hello.
Scott?
Yeah.
Scott.
Scott, how you doing?
Okay, so yeah, it's a complex question about Obama. I don't think people are really addressing it on a certain complexity here.
Address it where they're missing it, Scott. What are we missing?
Well, one of the things that I look at is I'm a student of history, and if you look at the Nuremberg trials, there was four basic areas of charges in the Nuremberg trials, and one of them was war of aggression.
Right.
So the crimes against humanity war.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, the bar slides around with this stuff. Milosevic was on trial in The Hague.
Yeah.
And then he had a heart attack in his cell and died. But Obama's could be exposed to those kind of charges.
How so?
You've got the Middle East conflict is dressed up as what they call responsibility to protect, R2P.
Mm-hmm.
It's a UN idea that the United Nations has a right to go into a country to protect the population, and that's a fine and dandy thing, unless it's not really there to protect the population. And you see it in Syria and in Libya. It was also the same question with Libya.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fine way to launch a war against a country and then get its resources, privatize the resources and then sell them off, which is what's happened in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Right.
When you use drones to kill people, there's actually one particular, what you get into is collective punishment, the question of collective punishment. And this is why Israel has such a problem at the UN, is because they are charged with participating in collective punishment. In other words, if some guy goes in and he does a bombing, they'll go and they'll bulldoze his house, which the family lives in. That's a perfect example of collective punishment.
Mm-hmm.
There was an incident in I believe it was in Iraq, where they killed an American citizen who was a fighter, but he was an American citizen. And there was question about the legality of that, but then they also killed his son, who was not a fighter, and Obama did that. So that's a question. There's big questions about this. That's why I say it's a very complex question.
Mm-hmm.
Really get to the bottom of this stuff.
An insight. Nice insights, man. Can you tell us your message of peace and love for the listeners?
Oh, man. We are so screwed. This guy, Trump, is just going to... Oh, my God. You can see it. You can see the outlines of it already. It's just a disaster.
Can you imitate the sound of a Kodiak bear as I slowly turn you around? I think it might be therapeutic. I mean, really get into it. No, like toy growling. Really tap into that inner bear.
I can't do that.
Why?
Why?
That. You're too
just,
cool, man.
Yeah, it's too serious a subject. I'm just...
Yeah.
Wow, you really shot him down.
He's still there, listener.
No, he left.
He hates me for life now. For the record,
he probably thinks you're just really shallow.
For the record, I tried to go back, right?
Yes, you did.
I did.
Yeah, people don't, don't understand that you're not totally shallow.
Pretty close. WFMU, UNESCO World Radio Day show. Who's here? Uh-oh.
No, they left.
Yeah, I think it's totally open.
201-209-9368 is the number to call.
WFMU.
Hello. Yes. I'm a big Obama fan, but I wanted to comment on the idea of getting behind President Trump.
Okay.
He doesn't want us behind him. His New Year's message was a big slap in the face to Democrats. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Right. Do you need to get that phone? We'll wait for you. You need to get it real quick? We'll wait for you.
You want to answer the phone?
It would be kind of interesting for us to see who it is.
Hello?
Yeah, did you want to answer the phone? Hello?
Hello?
He can't hear any phone.
Get rid of him. You can't hear us?
No, it's can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
So keep going with your thought. We hear a phone ringing, and it's very distracting. And it's not your phone? It's no phone where you're at?
No.
Where is it, Fob? I don't have my phone. I forgot mine at home.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. Anyway, sir, you were saying?
What I was saying was about getting behind Trump. He doesn't want us behind him.
Where does he want us?
His New Year's message was a big slap in the face to all Democrats. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Well, no. Go ahead and tell us.
What did he say exactly?
Oh, that tweet he sent out, like, screw you, all you losers, you know.
Oh, that, yes.
Yeah, you don't even know what to do.
Ugh.
So when people say to me, get behind him, I say, he doesn't want us behind him.
Yeah, you know? You're right, I agree, I agree.
And us not getting behind him isn't about the fact he's a Republican.
No,
George W. Bush's rhetoric was more inclusive than Trump, you know?
Way more. Yeah.
I didn't like his policies, but when he spoke publicly, it was inclusive. It was, you know, and I remember after 9/11, him getting up and saying we shouldn't take this out on all Muslims.
What's your message to our audience? A message of peace and love on this Thursday night.
I don't know if it'll be about peace and love. I but, you know, just keep in mind there are more of us than there are of them. More people have a vision of the country that's quite different than what Trump wants.
Thanks for your time, man. Can you make a sound, any kind of...
He left.
Jesus. Somebody's making a sound, man.
You got to be quick.
I'm not getting off the air till somebody...
What is this goddamn phone?
Fabio, do I have to hit the button for that? The Lord's name in vain? That's a commandment, dude. I can smell the sulfur on you. It is driving me nuts, too. Dusty Show, anybody there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, man?
Are you?
Your phone sounds terrible. You're going to have to speak up or it's over.
All right, am I on the air already?
Yeah,
yes,
you're on, man.
The air.
Okay, I didn't know. I think this is the time, if ever, for good people to stand up, speak out, and take action. And don't underestimate the ideas and momentum that Trump has energized.
What should we do to take action?
Everyone has to decide in their own way what's the best way to take action.
What's your way?
Saturday, my way this Saturday is I'm going to Washington with my wife and my two teenage daughters to join the rally in support of women's rights.
I'm glad you're going, man. Thank you.
Good for you, man.
What's your message to our listeners?
Maintain hope. Don't compromise your principles, just like Barack Obama. Despite all the ugliness and nastiness that was pointed in his direction, he always maintained his style, his convictions, his sense of purpose, and was undeterred. And didn't stoop to their level. Take the high road. But take it strong and take it hard and take it now. Don't wait.
Somebody made a comment. Hi, Clay. Ciao, Fabio. They clobbered Obama right from the beginning, bracing for, as I call him, Trump Putin. In the words of Daffy Duck, he is the epitome of despicable. Fabio.
I agree.
Hey, man, thanks for calling on UNESCO World Radio Day here at WFMU. Any words to say to the folks at the United Nations?
United Nations is a very important organization. Trump has, as he's disparaged many other decent organizations, in discouraging the UN. Please, please maintain the faith in the UN and let us all, good people, support the UN and their mission.
Thank you, man. Call me again, will you?
I sure will.
I hope so. I hope so. I feel 21% out of control, Fob.
What? 21%? Yeah, how do you come up with that number?
I don't know.
Why 20? Why that 20%?
I just tried to quantify that.
21%.
I'm trying to dump these old phones thinking that might get rid of some of this extraneous noise.
No, no, I unplugged it. It was that extra phone.
We have songs, too. I have a Cool in the Gang song, a Michelle Obama soundbite.
Okay.
You've been so good about it lately. You used to complain when I play music. And now
what do you mean I complain? Not complaining.
You'd say you didn't have time. If we weren't going to talk, you had things to
do. I never said that, ever.
When we first met, you gave me that attitude.
Well, I thought you were, like, you had problems when we first met.
But now you see I don't.
Well, it's a different kind of
perspective. We've made each other
now
realize the best of each other, Fob.
Is that right?
I think so. You're my brother.
Oh man, you are quite special.
Well, we got a stinking
hour
on UNESCO World Radio Day. I'm so excited
about
that.
You're at the halfway mark. You're past the halfway mark.
Have you noticed? No one has uttered Hillary Clinton's name yet. 32
minutes
in.
Yeah, once that was over, they just bailed on her.
Dusty Show, UNESCO World Radio Day. Who's there?
Happy UNESCO World Radio Day!
Yay!
Hi, Clay. Hi, Fabio.
Hello.
You are so nice. Hello. What's your name and your middle name?
My name is Sybil. I don't have a middle name.
Shepherd.
Sybil?
Hey, Sybil.
Sybil German Shepherd's Pie.
So is Sybil with a C or an S?
It's an S.
Uh-huh.
Sybil, what's up? Talk to President Obama as he's leaving. If you were in a room with him, he's just had his makeup done, he's going out for one last goodbye, what would you whisper in his ear as he said, Sybil, what do you think?
Say, thank you, and we're going to miss you, but I feel like we're going to see you around.
Wow. Are you sad or just you've accepted it?
I'm sad. I can't say I'm not sad. I listened to, his last... his last address and his last press conference, and I thought, I'm really going to miss this. I'm going to miss this guy.
Yeah.
For sure.
What's your message to our listeners, Sybil?
We have to visualize what we want to happen. We can't look too much at the horror that is unfolding before our very eyes.
What about the Republican who's out there, the Trump supporter who says, God, you libs' minds are exploding. Calm down and just give the guy a chance. What do you say?
Yeah, I think that I feel like I gave him a chance a long time ago already, growing up. And I know who he is. I think he is up the proverbial creep. I think he didn't expect to be elected, and I feel like he's panicking a little bit, and I think that's what all the tweeting and all the aggression is about. It is just sort of lashing out. He doesn't really know what else to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's very dangerous for all of us, actually.
Well, Sybil, you're a delightful listener.
I love you guys so much.
Social media interactor.
Thank you.
And you're a playwright, correct?
I am. Thank you for remembering that, Clay. Good memory.
What's coming up?
I'm doing a series. I'm in the...
Arsenic and Old Lace. Have you ever done that one?
I would love it. I'd love to do some Arsenic and Old Lace. That's a great idea. I'm doing a series of rituals. I'm entering the second year on every equinox and solstice.
Satanist pagan rituals. See, Fob got real interested there when you talked about rituals. You lit up. You are Satan,
I
want to
hear what
Fabio.
She has to say.
But anyway, we're running out
of
time.
Let her finish
what
she's
saying. We've got 23 minutes.
Well, you can look it up on the website. Yeah, you can look it up. It's at the Whitney Museum. It's going to be every solstice and every equinox through 2018. I just finished the first year.
Was that the thing at the Whitney? I heard, and it's like at 5 in the morning or something.
Well, it's whenever the exact time of the equinox or the...
Have you heard that album by Styx called Equinox? That's my favorite Styx. I was gonna play Lorelei tonight from Equinox.
I might have that album at home.
Get it if you don't. That is their best.
Is it?
It's the only one.
They actually have a best album?
I think Equinox is a solid album.
Yeah, solid, huh?
Yeah. Can we listen to it tonight? Do you have it with you?
We can't. And I don't know the Spotify thing, but this is UNESCO World Radio Day.
I know. It'd be so great to play some.
I'm honored. Can you sing? Can you sing UNESCO World Radio Day as I slowly turn you down, Sybil?
UNESCO World Radio Day, we celebrate you, UNESCO.
That's great. Thank you.
I love this song, Fob. Maybe it's a little maudlin, and I'm sad. Goodbye, President Obama. 8 years, Michelle, kids. What a great family you've been. Eh, you weren't flawless, but close enough for me. We'll cherish the memory. Always remember.
Let's take a walk together. Time is passing by. I often pray before I...
You guys remember, you don't remember this one, Fon?
No, I don't. Probably, I didn't even know who it was.
I think it's 80s Cool in the Gang, isn't it? Listen
you
to his nice...
Me.
This is a great song. Could I make it and a great message, Bob. Everybody, this is for you.
Oh, this thing. Oh, yeah.
We should cherish the
made me really, like, uncomfortable.
Oh, this should get you in touch with a loving, soft side.
No, it
it's
doesn't.
It's beautiful.
No.
Check him out. Quiet, Bob.
The world is always changing. Nothing stays the same. But love will stand the test of time.
Dusty Show, UNESCO World Radio Day.
This life that we live in remains to be seen. Will you be by my side?
The treacle is really pouring out on this one.
Before I lay down by your side.
It's not even treacle.
You
it's some...
receive your calling before I awake.
Saccharine.
Could I make it through the night?
Man, DeYoung could sing the shaving cream out of this if they gave him a chance. I'm not kidding. Think about it.
So this was a long and hard-fought campaign. A lot of our fellow Americans are exultant today. A lot of Americans are less so. But that's the nature of campaigns. That's the nature of democracy. It is hard and sometimes contentious and noisy. And it's not always inspiring. But to the young people who got into politics for the first time and may be disappointed by the results, I just want you to know you have to stay encouraged. Don't get cynical. Don't ever think you can't make a difference. Sometimes you lose an argument. Sometimes you lose an election. You know, the path that this country's taken has never been a straight line. We zig and zag, and sometimes we move in ways that some people think is forward and others think is moving back. And that's okay. I've lost elections before. Joe hasn't. But, you know. So I've been sort of sharing.
You beat me badly.
That's the way politics works sometimes. We try really hard to persuade people that we're right. And then people vote. And then if we lose,
We learn from our mistakes. We do some reflection. We lick our wounds. We brush ourselves off. We get back in the arena.
President Barack Obama, Fab.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Joe.
And Donald Trump is about to be sworn in as
tomorrow afternoon,
President
right?
of the United States, Melania Trump, First Lady.
I like the fact that he's going to use two Bibles. One is the Bible that supposedly that President Lincoln used for his inauguration.
Wow.
And the other Bible is a Bible that Trump claims was given to him by his mother.
Hmm.
Yeah. He's a, you know, real religious type guy. Supposedly.
Can't begrudge him that, I guess. His mom gave him a Bible and
well, so he
becoming
claims,
the president.
So he claims.
You don't think it's true? Let's take this call. Answers lie within this call. UNESCO World Radio Day episode of Dusty. It's so exciting. Who's on the other end of our telephone line?
Oh, hey, Clay. It's David from Massachusetts.
Hey, all Dave. Right. Thanks for bringing the energy, man. What's up, babe?
One point I want to give the listeners is when Obama entered office, people don't remember that the Democrats controlled the Senate and House.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of blew it. There were internal fighting, and they had a chance to do some real good controlling both houses. And
do you think it's true that Democrats spend too much time fighting amongst themselves while the Republicans are more in lockstep with each other? Think about that.
You know,
don't rush that answer.
I'm a political scientist. I don't know what went on behind closed doors, but I just wanted to bring that fact out to people who, in a second term, the Republicans, you know, were able to obstruction a lot of the things that you know, Obama wanted to do, and I think that's all they remember, but I think they could have done a lot if they just, you know, united and...
Well, is it too late now? What have we done? Is it over? Can we never get it back? Another chance?
Oh, everything's cyclic. Yeah, it'll come back. No, I think just...
When you were a kid in your dungarees down by the creek with your little Folgers coffee can digging up earthworms.
What are we, in the 1900s here?
What song was it that you sang? What song did you love back then?
I did not know music when I was young.
At all?
Only when I was a teenager.
Then what? What was it? What first caught you, man? Take your time.
I hate to say it, my first concert was Kiss.
Can you sing a little Kiss as I slowly turn you down? Just a little.
Nope.
Do it for freedom. Sorry. Do it for freedom.
Freedom?
Yeah, for freedom, Bob.
Really?
Yeah, where you just put your own embarrassment aside and go, by God, I'm singing Kiss on this radio show, damn it. Can you do it for UNESCO, for
Did you
World
ever see
Radio
Kiss?
Day?
Did you ever go see Kiss?
Is a 4-pound Robin fat?
I guess so.
Of course I didn't. I never saw him. Kirsten, Kirsten did the jukebox hero thing outside of an auditorium in Dubuque. She could hear him through the walls
when she was
in high school. I love that image of my wife trying to hear
Kiss through the walls.
It's great. Sing it, baby. Go. What are you singing? Beth, which one are you doing?
Beth.
UNESCO World Radio Day. Don't blow it.
I was made for loving you.
I love
that. That was my least favorite.
I know. See, a true fan. How about something from The Elder?
No, I only like the early stuff, so.
Go, man. We could be genuflecting about Obama here, and we're dicking around. Do it, baby.
Strutter.
Oh, Jesus. Can I give you some drums?
Strutter.
Strutter.
All right, take care.
See, this is what I have to put up with every week.
Can you just sing Strutter over and over as I slowly turn you down?
Nope.
Just Strutter.
Bye.
Oh, man.
Bye.
See, even he couldn't do that.
I know. Hey, we got a tree here. What happened? Guess people actually like this UNESCO World Radio Day show. I'm supposed to say it a lot. Am I overdoing
it? Is that right?
It? Yeah.
Really supposed to say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, 21 time incidents in an hour.
No.
To fulfill the...
No, really?
The contract.
No, you're making that up. You're
That's
making
a, that up. With Mr. Pibb.
Mr. Well, Pibb.
Hold on. What the heck's going on, Bob?
Get that person up. Come okay. on, man.
I can't even function.
You got mixed up phone lines.
No, we don't, babe. We're with you, and you are on the air. Come on, are you a Trump supporter? Admit it.
No.
Okay.
All right.
What about Barack?
How are you at history?
I'm probably not as bad as a lot of people.
Okay. Which president launched the Great White Fleet?
The Great White Fleet. Wow, I can't
Coolidge
answer that.
Coolidge or Wilson.
I can't answer that.
No, you're close. You're close. Earlier.
Taft the Raft.
Nope. Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
Teddy
Which
Roosevelt?
One?
Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Bully.
Huh.
Does this have to do anything? We are about to repeat history.
Okay.
This guy is blustery.
Yes.
Trump is blustery.
That he is.
Interesting. I like
he
it.
He is going to tell the rest of the world, we are America. He's going to paint all our warships white, and he's going to say marching step.
What's the... symbolism of the white warship. Like, here we are, we're not even hiding. We're just coming
the
to...
Actually, yes. Very well done,
wow.
Ghosty. They were powered by coal.
Ghosty. I can't get used to that. Go ahead, man.
They were
man.
Powered by coal, and they went around the world and told everybody else, you're going to listen to us.
Wow. And you sound like it almost excites you on some level.
It does, because I'm afraid of it.
Yeah.
Interesting. And that's got its own allure, doesn't it? You know, a lot of people...
That's 110 years ago.
A lot
and
of
what happened after that? It didn't work out very well.
No, it didn't.
A lot of people during the election were like, hey, I think we'll just throw him in there. Let's just see what happens. It'll be fun to watch. He'll, you know...
Fun
well,
to watch.
Talking about
Burn
Teddy
it
Roosevelt,
down.
The guy that went in, he led the Rough Riders. And now Cuba...
The Spanish-American War.
No, he lost. He was voted into office after he lost.
Well... I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah.
Man, you are
you know,
good, man.
There's not a lot of good looking ahead.
Do you remember Lavoris mouthwash, Bob, or listener? Do you remember Lavoris?
Yeah, yes, I do. Yes.
And the red bottle.
Oh, come on! I'm on the phone. Yes. No, don't say that.
what's your habits, listener? What's your worst habit?
Skiing.
Skiing is a bad habit?
Where do you go? Do you go to Bel Air? You go to Stowe? You go to Vail? Platicule. That's a great mountain, isn't it, with the old-time lodge?
I'll see you up there someday. I know you're on 28.
Oh, man. All right, buddy. Something.
Take care.
Do something. Can you imitate the sound? If they were to slow down the sound of a canary on a tape, can you make that sound as I slowly
you
turn
like
you?
Like a canary in a coal mine?
No, a canary slowed down to like 12 RPMs.
What
probably sound like a whale.
Slowed down to 12 RPM.
Don't think about it.
You
do.
Mean like an...
That's good. I like that.
Good, wasn't
I like that. It's not what I would have thought of a slowed down canary, but it was good.
Let's do one more if I...
All right. We got a little time.
I think I just...
201-209-9368.
Barack Obama is going, gone. This is the UNESCO World Radio Day Dusty Show. Clay Pigeon in the house with Fabio, WFM Studios.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi.
What's the word, man? What's the truth? No fake
well,
news.
I heard some disturbing, I hadn't even thought of it, but I heard these two guys on today that had been in the administration, ethics kind of lawyers, and they were talking about the fact that Trump, we've never had a guy like this who has so many real estate holdings around the world and how that'll conflict with how he deals with particular countries. But not only that, when they see that name, it'll be like having an American flag out front of every building. So what will that bring? That'll bring an occasional terrorist. And what
yes.
will that necessitate? Security. Mm. Who's going to pay for the security surrounding every one of this guy's hotels and resorts around the world? The American taxpayer.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it never even occurred to me, but it's a major could be a major thing, because you think, well, the U.S. So say Obama had a hotel somewhere, it would have been burned down by now.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a good point.
This could be a major thing going forward, because this guy is in literally every country around the world with one of these towers or whatever they are.
Yeah, yeah.
And he will not pay for a thing. We will.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
You know what I mean?
I thought of that.
I hadn't thought of it either, but we're in uncharted waters, and everyone can say, give the guy a chance. But like the other guy said, I've been in New York all my life. We knew this jerk off in the 1980s.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been an idiot and a fool and a pompous ass all half of my life. We've known of this guy. Yeah.
If you were
now he's going to be president.
If you were in a Conoco men's room with Trump, a medium sized men's room,
a Conoco men's room
with some cakes in there, the urinal cakes, not fresh ones, but just
stale.
Some flies.
Stale.
What would you
couple of hairs.
What would you say to him? I mean, you're both zipped up. You're washing your hands. You just kind of look over at each other.
Zipped up there. Clay.
What would you say to him?
You wouldn't get near him. He wouldn't be in the bathroom with the commoner. So
but he had to go, and he didn't want one of his.
I wouldn't know where to begin with what to say to the guy. He has no intellect. He reacts with his Twitter account. Obama could run rings around this guy with intellect. So we're dealing with a guy who shoots from the hip. He gets easily insulted.
He's very thin-skinned, for sure.
It's not a good scenario going forward. We've taken a big step backward.
I got to let you go, man.
Thank you.
What's your final word to the listeners?
Well, it's not peace and love, I'll tell you that, buddy.
Can you imitate this?
I love FMU.
Can you imitate the... Oh, Jesus.
Take care of yourself.
Can you imitate the sound of a...
He left.
He knew
he couldn't hear you. He couldn't hear
you. I'm talking.
I don't know. Maybe there was something...
Do I not project?
No, it was fine. But I think maybe he couldn't hear you because of some phone thing. Because he just kept talking and wasn't hearing you.
So we have three callers and I have a Casey and the Sunshine Band song I really wanted to play.
What song?
I don't want to say. Oh. Let's take one more call.
Okay.
Here we go. Dusty Show. UNESCO.
Hey, Clayton.
Hey, man, who's this?
Fredericks.
Fredericks,
hey.
What do you think?
Hey,
what do you think?
How you doing, Fabio?
All right, how are you?
Oh, good. Especially now that I heard your voice on the phone.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Anyways, I did wanted to say happy UNESCO Radio Day.
All right.
And say goodbye to... Pretty good president.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to miss him.
I know you're realistic, Frederick. I'm sure he wasn't perfect in your eyes, but...
No,
but
that guy talking about killing American citizens with drones was real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the crackdown on whistleblowers, even though he may have given Chelsea a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
But they said that he was real bad about taking care of whistleblowers and stuff. But, I mean, overall, compared to what was in there before him and probably what's coming afterwards, I think he's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think he should have got Snowden off the hook?
Yes, absolutely. Except for he really doesn't like whistleblowers, so.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You know, everybody's got their hypocrisies.
What would you tell him? You had 10 seconds with him.
If I had 10 seconds with him?
Yeah.
At now, after the fact, right? He can't do anything else. I'd say, Barack.
Would you really?
Yes, I would.
You wouldn't say Mr. President?
Mr. President? No, I can't see myself calling anybody Mr. President. But I might say, Mr. Obama. No, I would. All right, I'll say, President Obama, you did a pretty damn good job. I know your heart was in the right place, and you carried out your job with dignity. And we haven't had much of that lately.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to be really missed.
Yeah.
And eloquence, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's all gone starting tomorrow.
Did they like your governor down there, Rick Scott Fredericks?
No. His approval rating's a little bit better than Trump's, but I don't think it even breaks 50%.
What happened to Grayson? He seemed to disappear.
Yeah, he lost an election.
Mm, that'll do it.
Yeah, he was running against some... insider guy whose dad had a whole bunch of money.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, man, it's good to talk to you.
Yeah.
And I
do have just a couple optimistic things, if I can point out, that I read in a newspaper article today.
No problem.
All right. This is from Adam Smith from the Tampa Bay Times.
Okay.
And he's talking about how different Trump is from run-of-the-mill Republicans, though. And he's got quotes in here like, that he said on 60 Minutes in November that he's fine with same-sex marriage. He said Planned Parenthood has helped millions of women with cervical cancer and breast cancer, and they've been helped by Planned Parenthood. Hmm. He also said we're going to have insurance for everybody. The only way you can do that is with single payer, as far as I can tell.
Will it ever happen?
Single payer?
Yeah.
It will.
It's inevitable?
Yeah. Come
well,
on.
That's the only way. That's the only way Trump is going to be able to keep his promise.
Somebody on the ACU said Trump pees sitting down. I
what?
Do. Don't you do too, Fabio?
Well, only when I wake up in the middle of the night.
Right, you don't want to.
And I'm half asleep. I'm half asleep, and I just missed the bowl.
Fredericks, do you pee sitting down?
Only at night when I don't, so I don't have to turn on the light.
Yeah.
Well, that's just rational.
And the stream's not World UNESCO World Radio Day accurate.
Did you say the stream?
It's not accurate always at our age. If you've been laying at a weird angle, then you go in there. It's like two different, maybe now
what?
Somebody's going to be like, you have
about?
A condition.
What do you mean two different
you
streams?
You have a urinary obstruction.
Oh, man. Somebody's going to put urine down as one of the tags for your show when they put it in the United Nations.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. 3 minutes till 7, Fredericks. One final word to the listeners. I love you, man, by the way.
I love you too, Clay.
I miss
really
you,
like
man.
Bobby a whole bunch, too.
Thank you.
Investigate neuro-linguistic programming.
Whoa.
That's how we're being controlled. Well, not us, but
neuro-linguistic, like gaslighting, that kind of stuff.
No, it's more than that. It's repeating particular words.
I feel
a form of hypnosis.
Is
like
it like
sales.
Like jingoistic catchphrases?
Yeah.
Like Goebbels stuff.
Yes,
I believe it. You know, I feel psychologically kind of weird in the last few months.
It's neuro-linguistic programming.
I mean, I just,
and
something's
resisting.
Different.
You're trying to resist.
Oh, man, I love you, man.
Yeah, all right.
I got to go. Say it loud. UNESCO World Radio Day.
UNESCO World Radio Day.
Love
excellent.
You, baby.
That was excellent.
Well, hey, we're out of time.
Oh, wow.
Talk to him, Fab. Do your soliloquy.
My soliloquy? I'm going to do a Shakespearean. So you're going to take down that board. So this has been the Dusty Show with Clay Pigeon. And we've been talking about President Obama, who's about to leave office. I don't think we have time for any more calls. Well, you're in tune to Freeform Radio, WFMU, East Orange.
Let's take one more quick one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dusty Show, real quick. You're the last caller. Who do we have here?
This is John in Washington Heights.
John, what do you think?
Well, I don't even want to talk about the guy coming in tomorrow. I don't like him at all. But I'm pretty critical of Obama, too. He didn't free Leonard Peltier.
Oh, Leonard Peltier.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I heard about that, yeah.
He bailed out the banks. He kept all these wars going. I mean, he's a nice guy and everything, but come on, man, the record's not that great.
Who should be in there, in your estimation?
Who should be in there?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders?
Oh, yeah, Sanders would be preferable relatively, for sure.
Yeah. Well, can you cry like a baby as I slowly turn you down?
I can cry like a baby.
Do it, man. Just do act a little bit.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Fabio, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
On this episode, stick around for Hardy White and Miracle Nutrition. That's coming up next. Thank you, President Obama, and your family for your service to our country. We wish you all the best in... Yeah, they're going to have some fun, probably go to Hawaii and, like...
California.
Seeking smoke again, and... Jeez. All right, I don't want to go. I got to go. Love you guys. Thanks for being here tonight. We'll catch you next Thursday for another episode of The Dusty Show. Have a great weekend ahead. Catch you next time. Always remember...
Here we are at the Wax Museum. I love wax. There's all types of wax, you know. They don't just make it from bees. You can make it from turtles, too. This isn't a museum about wax. Yeah, you're thinking of the paraffin experience. The hands-on Waxplorium. Yeah, this is not the Waxplorium. This is a museum of statues made out of wax. They are very lifelike. How lifelike? Do they have BO? No, of course not.
I hear they're made entirely of wax, except for the inside of the ears, which have a tiny bit of human flesh in there.
Very, very funny. These are artistically, painstakingly crafted likenesses of famous people throughout history. Wearing waxy clothes. No, the clothes aren't wax. Well, that's cheating a bit. Like making a marble statue and then buying a TJ Maxx coat or something. Look, it's a great way to experience history by getting to see the characters close up. They have some fun celebrity ones, too. Like who? Well, let's see, I have a brochure. Like Irene Ryan.
Granny? From the Beverly Hillbillies?
Yes, but in this museum, she's in the Pippin exhibit with Ben Vereen. Interesting. Well, let's just go in and have a look around.
They have horror movies based on these places.
Anywhere fun is a horror movie setting. They like crapping on your sense of security.
Hi, we'd like 3 tickets to the Wax Museum.
Oh, you would you? My day couldn't get any more exciting. 2 adults and 1 child.
Hey!
$10 each for the adults and 2 for the child.
Pay the man, Daddy.
Here.
Just press the button for each exhibit for the tedious recording of spurious historical information. Enjoy your journey through time, gentlemen. And no touching.
Can we touch each other? Here, each of you take a guide as well. Let's start here with prehistory. Press the button.
It is the dawn of time. There is a new creature on the face of the earth. His name is man. Our ancestor here. He is Anthropomorphous Homo Spicoptus, fending for himself on the grassy plains of Africa, stalking prey and stalked by predators. Watch out, there's a saber tooth.
Joe, Jesus, that scared the daylights out of me.
That statue looks familiar.
Yeah, it looks too ugly to be a real caveman.
Oh, my face has character.
Gunther, what are you doing here?
I got a job here, but I broke the caveman statue. So now the boss is making me stand here. Any questions about prehistory?
No, we're good.
Ooh, then enjoy the museum.
Thanks, Gunther.
Let's see, what's next? The Bible. Walk through the Bible.
Can't. Allergic to dust mites.
No, you don't literally walk through a Bible. Ooh, look at this one.
Man, what is going on there?
That dude is stabbing that lovemaking couple with a spear.
It says it's the Pinchas the Zealot exhibit. The people had defied God, and there was disease plaguing the people because they were having sexual relations with other tribes. Here, Pinchas rams through with a spear the Israelite prince Zimri and the Midianite princess Cosby.
I beg your pardon? What? Is this the Bible?
Cosby is in the Bible?
Numbers. Right, but not in all Bibles.
No, this is from the Book of Numbers. You don't hear that story much.
Yeah, it's kind of a difficult message.
Pinchas looks like Michael J. Pollan.
He does!
Oh, here's the Middle Ages. Let's look at this, you guys. Ooh, Middle Ages, like you're 50. Scary times.
I bet the ear hair is super realistic.
No, it's medieval times, you guys. The next exhibit is 1160 in Germany. Goliardic poets writing the Carmina Burana. Wow. Look at them sitting there writing.
Yeah. Kind of a letdown after the graphic biblical sex murder.
Yeah, but the poetry they're writing is very provocative. I bet.
Speaking of poetry, look, you guys, it's Gertrude Stein in Paris.
Next to the Middle Ages? For a time traveler, you're surprisingly linear.
Man, that's a pretty good likeness.
Press the button. If I told him, would he like it? Would he like it if I told him? Would he like it? Would Napoleon?
Hit it. It's stuck.
Would he like
it? It won't
move.
It's
not
Napoleon, stuck, you guys.
If I told him, if I told
we'll
him,
hit it again.
Napoleon.
I can't.
It's
would
stuck
like
down.
It
I can't pry
him,
it up.
If I told him, if Napoleon, pull it up with something.
Would he like
I can't
it?
Get
Napoleon,
a grip.
If
Napoleon, use wax.
If I told him,
here, use
if
Gertrude's
I told him,
finger.
If Napoleon, if
man,
Napoleon,
you just broke
if
off
him,
Gertrude's finger.
If I told him, would he
whatever.
Like it?
Whatever. She only had 9 fingers anyway. Mash it on the button and pull it up like it's a potato
and now.
Electrical socket.
Exactly as kings.
Guys, let's just get out of here.
Full for it.
Hardy, it's Whitman.
Oh, I love Whitman.
Hey, that doesn't look right.
It's Walt Whitman's brother, George Washington Whitman.
What did he do? It says he was a soldier in the Civil War. He wrote letters to Walt.
Push the button.
May 15th. My dearest Walt, I am well and hearty. My health is agreeable, and though often finding myself without the means to acquire a proper job of lamb, I am reasonably well.
Very interesting.
June 3rd. Dearest Walt, I am well and hearty. The day finds
me
in need of some new undergarments.
Where's the exciting stuff? I want to see torture devices of the Catholic Inquisition.
As I do sign myself,
I want to see Lizzie Borden. She gave her mom some wax.
Oh, that's good.
Thanks. You guys, Hall of TV, fun your favorite shows from TV.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Oh, man, I can't wait. What's this one? What's the super?
American sitcom television series, June 1972 to August 1972.
I have no memory of this.
It wasn't on very long.
Oh, it's Clemenza from Godfather.
Hey, Richard Castellano.
And Bruno Kirby.
I don't think this was a show.
It says it was.
No, man, this is some Berenstain Shazam nonsense.
Where are the favorite shows of my youth?
Look, it's Holmes and Yo-Yo.
What?
Holmes and Yo-Yo, check it out.
Well, that doesn't super look like John Shuck, but kudos.
Hey, you guys, it's Art Carney.
Art Carney? That could only mean one thing.
Lanigan's rabbi.
You know, the original rabbi was Stuart Margolin.
I did not know that.
True, though. You know, why are there no world figures here?
What do you mean?
Well, I notice there's a lot of Western European figures, but where's the rest of the world?
Maybe in the world section? It says here, join Chandragupta, Akhenaten, Lao Tzu, and Haile Selassie as they sit around the living room set from All in the Family and tell their stories.
Well, that's not really what I had in mind. I thought maybe you could use these figures to educate.
Something I learned today is that a lot of our ancestors had incomplete or false nostrils.
I noticed that too, and no ear hair.
But they look so real. And then again, not.
You know what the uncanny valley is?
Yeah, it's fake salad dressing that gives you the creeps. Scientists have discovered that if, say, Thousand Island dressing looks too real, it makes people afraid.
Hey, look at this, you guys.
Hitler reacts to map.
That's not Hitler.
Well, it kind of looks familiar, though.
It's Mo.
It is Mo.
It's Mo from the Three Stooges, and they just put a mustache on him.
Yeah, look at the map.
I know. It's a comedy map with joke country names like He Ran and She Ran.
And Jerkola.
You know, I feel like they just had the statues lying around and the exhibits were an afterthought. Well, hey, you guys, look at this. It says, all these statues are from the J.C. Penney Vincent Price wax figure collection. In the 1960s, Vincent Price and J.C. Penney teamed up